Go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Well, hi there. Come on in. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time. Got a question for you. What would you do if you had $50 to spend? Well, you know something? Whether we're spending money or whether we're spending our time, we need to spend both wisely. And that's what our story is all about. First, we're going to have some good music, though. Do you know that you are a member of the family of God? I hope you do, and I hope you're getting along with the family.
Climbing the mountains, crossing the plains, fording the rivers, sharing the pain. Sometimes the losses and sometimes the gain. Getting used to the family of God. Reaching a brother that's new, learning to say that I really love you, learning to walk as the master would do, getting used to the family of God, going together. Getting used to the family I'll spend eternity with. Learning to love you, how easy it is. Getting used to the family of God. Getting used to the family of God.
This song really goes well with our story. It says, I will do what's right.
One day I was with my friends at school, and they said, let's break this silly rule. Firmly I refused to play the fool. I will do what's right. Go ahead, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Even though I stand alone, sneaky sound, and the crowd is laughing all around. Throw your shoulders back and stand your ground. You can do what's right. Go ahead, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Even though I stand alone, I will do what's right. Ha ha ha, laugh at me. I won't let it bother me. Even though I stand alone, that's right.
After the music comes, our story. And our story is written by Stuart Reed and entitled, $50 to Spend. Well, what did everybody think of the sermon this morning?
Oh, I like the way Pastor Reed explained that even though we're all sinners, we can all be made righteous through Christ. Mm. It's so comforting to know that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. If God didn't show grace and forgiveness, there wouldn't be hope for any of us.
That's for sure. That where sin abounded, grace did much more abound verse. Now, that's Romans 5, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think it's verse 20. Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of the sermon, Brad?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really understand it.
What confused you, son?
Well, Pastor Reed talked about how God shows his grace when he saves us. I understand that. But he also talked about how God shows more love and grace when we sin after we become Christians. Now, I know that's important, and it's good, but if God gives more grace the more we sin, why shouldn't we just sin as much as we want? He's forgiven us anyway.
That's a good question. And you know, The Apostle Paul asks that same question in chapter 6 of Romans. Pastor Reed said he'd be talking about that next week.
That's right, but let's talk about it a little right now. Listen to this, Brad. Ephesians 5, I think it's 15 and 16, says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Now, to walk circumspectly means that God wants us to use our freedom as his children to serve him. He says that's the wise thing to do.
Well, that kind of makes sense. But I still can't see why most of us don't just use that freedom to please ourselves.
Well, here we are. We're almost home. Roll it around in your head for a while, son, and we can talk more about it later. Brad and his parents continued their discussion several times, but Brad still had some unanswered questions. One day, he stopped at Brady's Ice Cream Store on the way home from school.
Hi, Mr. Brady.
Well, hi yourself, Brad. Your mom called and told me you'd be stopping by to pick up dessert. Say, how's school?
It's okay, I guess. Hey, what's this? Whoa, it's a $50 bill. Look, Mr. Brady, this was on the floor over here.
Let's see that, Brad. Well, imagine that. I wonder who dropped it.
Can I have it?
I'll tell you what, Brad. You let me keep that 50 for a while, and if nobody claims it, it's all yours.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mr. Reed.
You're welcome, Brad. Now, I'll get that dessert your mother wanted.
Hey, take it easy,
Dad,
Brad.
Dad,
one of these days that door is going to fall off.
Guess what? Guess what happened to me?
What?
We have no idea, Brad, but you look pretty excited.
I was down at Brady's ice cream shop, and I found a $50 bill on the floor.
Wow.
Mr. Brady said I could keep it if nobody claims it.
Well, congratulations. I bet you've already thought of 50 different ways you could spend it, right?
Well, I'd like a new soccer ball, maybe some new tennis shoes. I could save some for summer camp next year. That's kind of a long way off. Hey, there's a jean jacket I'd like, but that could be real expensive. Let's see. If I got some bigger tires for my bike, that'd be cool. And of course, I'll spend some of it on junk.
Hello there, Brad. Checking up on the $50 bill again, right?
Hi, Mr. Brady. Well?
Well, nobody's claimed the money you found, and I've even checked with the police. So you're now the proud possessor of a relatively new $50 bill. And here it is.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Brady. Oh, wow.
What are you going to do with your newfound wealth?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it ever since I found that money. It's money that was just given to me in a way. I didn't have to earn it. I want to be really careful and spend it the best way I possibly can.
Well, remember to enjoy yourself, too.
Oh, I will.
Brad's first opportunity to spend some of his $50 came the next Saturday when his folks took him to the local fair for the afternoon. After going their separate ways for a couple of hours, Brad met his parents at a hot dog stand.
Well, are you having a good time, Brad?
Yeah, I sure am. I just bought this cotton candy for some of my friends. They're waiting for me at the Ferris wheel.
Well, that was generous of you, son. How much of your money do you have left?
Most of it. I'm not going to waste it all on the rides. I'll see you later. I got to catch up with the guy.
Okay, see you in an hour at the car.
He still has most of his money left. I thought he'd spend a lot of it today.
Yes, I'm surprised he's being so careful after hearing him talk about all his plans the other night.
So, did you have a good time today, Brad?
Oh, you bet.
I noticed you were very careful about how you used that $50.
I still have most of it left. I'm going to put some of it in the offering at church tomorrow. And then I'll probably spend the rest on a jean jacket, or maybe some games.
Well, you know we said that you could spend it any way you wanted to. In fact, I was surprised you didn't just use most of it today.
Do you remember a couple of Sundays ago, when I said I didn't understand the sermon about sin and grace?
Yes, you were wondering why Christians don't just go out and sin as much as possible, since we know God will forgive us. Even after Pastor Reed talked about it last Sunday, you said you didn't understand it. And I'm afraid your dad and I didn't do a very good job of explaining it either.
We're sorry about that.
I've been trying to think of something to help you understand.
That's okay. I think I figured it out. It's kind of like this $50 bill I found. You'd think that since I just found it and I'm free to spend it any way I want, I'd blow it all right away. But actually, I'm so grateful for it that I want to use it carefully. It's such a special gift from God that I don't want to treat it too lightly.
I see what you mean, and that's great.
I guess it's the same when God forgives us. We're so happy that He loves us and forgives us that we don't want to misuse the gift of salvation that He gave us.
Hey, that's a great application, son. We want to spend our lives carefully and live in a way that pleases God, rather than just sinning against Him.
Are you so eager to spend the money you've got, you don't plan carefully how to spend it? Well, it's the same with God's grace. Let's be careful that we don't take advantage of God's love and grace and think we can just live any old way we please simply because our God is so full of love and grace. That's what the Apostle Paul's talking about in Romans 6. Listen to this paraphrase of the first few verses. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more kindness and forgiveness? Of course not. Since we've died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we became Christians and were baptized to become one with Christ Jesus, we died with Him? And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Let's be careful how we spend our money. Let's be careful how we live our lives. Hey, before we go, a reminder to check out our award-winning website, full of good things to read, games to play, stories to listen to, and much more. cbhministries.org. Storytime is a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries because God loves kids.